You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Many people may be aware that February is when Black History Month is commemorated and celebrated. One of the activities going on in Southern Illinois is the third annual Youth Media Day. It aims to bridge the gap between youth and young professionals in media. And one of those young professionals is in studio along with one of the organizers of this event. Brittany Jacob of KFES 12 is with us and Carolyn Harvey of the African American Museum of Southern Illinois. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
So when we talk about this Youth Media Day, obviously young people can come in, learn a little bit more about media, understand not just how it's done, but maybe why a little bit as well. Why bring this up during Black History Month? What's the importance there?
Well, we think it's really important for, first of all, to expose youth to this as a profession, but also that just planting the seed in their head too, that this is a possibility for them, that, you know, it may be a profession for them. And even if it's not in front of the camera, there are several behind the camera professions that they can explore also.
The Youth Media Day is coming up. It's actually tomorrow. It's a Saturday, February 22nd, on the campus of Southern Illinois University. It's actually going to be held in one of the WSIU TV studios. And if you'd like more information or to register, you can just email blackhistorymediaprogram@gmail.com. That's registration information, other things like that. Again, it's open to students in 5th grade through 12th grade, and it should run between 9 and 1. Brittany, you're a young professional in the media.
That's right.
Why do you think it's so important to talk to these young people? I don't want to call them children. I've got kids this age, and they would tell me they're not children.
We're calling them students, and giving them the opportunity to see people that are kind of close to them in age, that there really is a possibility and that there really is potential for them to dream big. For one of the programs in the past, we asked them, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they would say, you know, doctors and lawyers or basketball players. And not many people were saying journalists. And so I think this is an opportunity to expose them, as Carolyn says, to the possibility of being a journalist, either on camera or behind the camera. And they have the opportunity to work, have hands-on training, get to operate the camera and get to be in front of the camera. So it's just something really cool on a Saturday.
When we talk about Black History Month and the events that go on, it's about raising awareness. It's about making people understand that all of the contributions that have been provided and continue to be provided. How important is it for an event like this to show students what they should see in media in terms of there are people who look like you, there are people with backgrounds like yours? How critical is that?
I think it's imperative. When you say, Miss Carolyn, I think it is completely imperative because the world we live in, it's a melting pot. And I think that they need to see that there are all types of people and all types of media. And so this gives them the opportunity for some people to say, wow, that person looks like me and they did this and maybe I can do this one day as well.
I totally agree.
There are those who criticize the media at times because it doesn't adequately represent the population that it serves, or perhaps doesn't have the perspective that it ought to have. Is this kind of feeding the pipeline to help change that perspective in your mind?
Yes, I think so. And again, it's just a matter of exposure. If you don't know an opportunity is there or you're not exposed to that opportunity, how can you aspire for it?
Sure. And again, it's the third annual Youth Media Day, a part of Black History Month, through the Southern Illinois University Carbondale Journalism Program, Radio, Television, and Digital Media, and the African American Museum of Southern Illinois, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 22nd. You can get more information still, blackhistorymediaprogram@gmail.com. And again, they're taking those registrations. Some seats may be available if they want to show up tomorrow morning, but you'd really like to have that list ahead of time, right?
That's correct. And our registration process actually starts at 8:30. Our programming will start at 9, so if you're interested in participating, you should show up around 8:30 or at 8:30. We will also be serving breakfast.
For the students, do they need to bring anything with them or?
Nope. Actually, we have all of their supplies. Thankful, very thankful for the Black Resource Center for helping us this year, providing the supplies. So you just bring yourself and come ready to have fun, learn, eat, and we'll provide, and even we're going to offer even giveaways. So they just have to bring themselves, and of course the waiver. We have the a waiver for the parents to sign to make sure that they can stay with us for the few hours on Saturday.
Sure. And again, that's available if they send that email today.
Yes.
That waiver will be a part of that process.
Registration
right?
is still open.
All right.
Yes. Limited space.
Great, great. Again, it's the third annual Youth Media Day, a part of Black History Month. In with us today, Brittany Jacob of KFES 12 and Carolyn Harvey of the African American Museum of Southern Illinois. Ladies, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.